WTOP News Time, 5:22.
Okay, we know all presidents try using the media to their advantage. But has President Obama found a particularly effective way to do it?
Well, joining us to talk about this is Jim Vandehei, executive editor for Politico. Jim, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here. How are you doing?
We're doing well. You take a very close look at this in Politico today, and I guess that begs the first question, is information much more tightly controlled in this administration than in previous ones?
Well, I think what happens is each White House takes the techniques that the previous White House did and then puts them on steroids. So I think the complaint you get from White House reporters that this White House is much tougher to deal with than even the Bush White House was, and that they're very difficult. They've not done interviews with the Post, the Times, Politico, Wall Street Journal in years. They have greatly limited the number of improvisational moments that the media has with the president where they can ask tough questions, where they can scrutinize the president. At this point in Bush's presidency, he had done 350 of these sort of impromptu Q&As with the press after doing a staged photo op. Obama's only done 100, so about a third of what President Bush did. And so the gripe is that there's less access to the president at a time that the White House can use technology to create its own content and go around the media and distribute its own photos of the president, its own blog posts, its own videos, and create this impression, obviously, of a president doing big, good, righteous things because it's coming from the government for the government.
So what about the conservative criticism that the so-called liberal media just gives the president a pass?
You know, that's been the constant critique by conservatives since the beginning of this White House. As someone who's is part of the mainstream media and who covered the White House previously in my career, I've never felt it's a fair critique. I think most reporters that sign up to do this, take their job extremely seriously, want to scrutinize the White House. And one of the best ways you can scrutinize the White House is to have access to the president, to ask him tough questions about the budget, about immigration, about the drones program, about what happened in Libya. And if there's none of those opportunities to scrutinize the president, it's hard for the mainstream media or anyone to do their job. And I think what the White House wants to do is they want to answer questions that they want to answer. They don't want to talk about difficult things, and they'd much rather have the president on The View or on ESPN or not doing anything than they would in front of people who are paid to ask probing, tough, scrutinizing questions.
And what about the use of social media? It seems the Obama administration has become masters at it.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing that's different and one that we're just starting to reckon with as a society, where the White House is now essentially a content creator. I mean, when they announced Kagan to the Supreme Court a couple years ago, they did it on something called White House TV, which is just a video channel programmed by Obama aides. And so they're able to create and shape that message on their own terms and then distribute it. You can distribute it through Facebook, through Twitter, through email. You don't need the media. And I think that's what the White House would say, is technology has just disrupted everything, and they're taking advantage of all of these different channels for communicating with people. And I guess my response would be that's all well and good, but there's still, I think, a robust and necessary role for the media, for people who are nonpartisan reporters, who are there to be the watchdog on government, to be able to have the access that they need to make sure that this president, future presidents, are doing the right thing for the right reason, or at least that we're aware of what they're up to.